Let's get the thoughts, however, Professor Chris Malan, who's a constitutional jurist from Pretoria. Professor Malan, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. So you've heard Terry Tselane himself, not just a caller, but someone of huge significance within electoral management, pronouncing on these issues of appeal and rejections and who can stand and who can't stand. What do you make of it?
I actually think, with all due respect, that he's wrong. As a matter of fact, I think he's entirely wrong. He basically made 2 points. The first one is that he said that what the IEC should have done was to appeal on all the grounds pertaining to Section 46, 47 of the Constitution, and not only with regard to Section 47.1e, which is the ground upon which initially Mr. Zuma was excluded. Well, the IEC cannot do that, because there is not a live issue, an actual issue, on any other of the grounds. The only ground on which there is a live issue is this one. On all the other aspects, there's no issue. So it cannot appeal on a question that is not an actual issue. The only matter on which there is an issue is this one. That's the only one which is susceptible for an appeal, none of the other issues. So precisely for that reason, it doesn't make sense to involve any of the other aspects, any of the other clauses, provisions of Section 47 in this matter.
Okay, so that's the one, and there's another, right? Yeah?
Yes, and then secondly, I have a lot of sympathy for the Independent Electoral Commission, which make it actually incumbent upon them in this particular situation to appeal. The clear meaning of Section 47.1e is that a person that has on which a sentence has been imposed of a year or longer, like in the case of Mr. Zuma, is in fact, according to the clear reading of Section 47.1e, is not susceptible to be a candidate. Is not eligible to be a candidate. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, the Electoral Court has ruled that it can, in fact, stand. And I think that leaves the IEC in a very difficult position. What must it do if it is confronted with a person in future in a similar situation? Must it, in a similar or a very similar situation than Mr. Zuma, must it rule such person ineligible to stand as a candidate? Mm-hmm. Or must it actually close its eyes and say, well, no, such a person can... Must it rule that such a person can stand or that it cannot stand?
Okay, so it's
actually in limbo. He doesn't know what to do.
Understandably, and you know there's been accusations about Janet Love of being biased. And so again, the reputation of a leading member of the organization is at stake here. And I would assume they would have to fight back. But having said that, so let's say they, like you, would disregard the advice of Terry Tselane and they've taken it on appeal. What, in your opinion, would be the basis of the appeal? What would they be saying?
The basis of the appeal would be simply this: if you look at the clear meaning, the literal meaning of Section 47.1e, the literal meaning excludes a person in the position like Mr. Zuma to actually stand in the election. So the only basis upon which there can be any grounds for actually including Mr. Zuma is if you have another kind of reading, which does not square with the actual literal reading. Only on such a basis can Mr. Zuma actually stand. So they can actually just base their argument on the actual clear literal reading of the section at hand. That would be their basis, which to my mind is a sound basis, which is not to say that there might be an alternative reading or an alternative approach towards the interpretation of the section, but no doubt the IEC would have a very sound basis for actually approaching the Constitutional Court.
Now, I mean, many suggest, in fact, Felix, a listener from Midrand, saying the same thing, the IEC is just entering the political space by taking this matter to the Concorde. Do you not see the same, that they are entering the political spaces and they need to stay out?
No, not at all. Look, we do find ourselves in the political space simply owing to the fact that you're dealing with a prominent politician, owing to the fact that you're dealing with prominent political parties and so on. But that is what is happening if you deal with elections. But you're dealing here with a specific technical aspect of an election, which has to be administered by the IEC. That does not mean that they actually involve themselves in a strict political question. They're involving themselves in an administrative question. And the question they're in fact asking is a pure administrative question. The administrative question relating to the question, how do we have to interpret this particular provision of the Constitution? Because our interpretation, that's now this, of the literal meaning is clearly an interpretation which most people will agree is an interpretation that excludes Mr. Zuma from standing.
Okay, that's where we can leave it, Professor Chris Malan. Thank you for your time. Professor Malan is a constitutional jurist from Pretoria. And before that, of course, we had Teli Tselane, as per the conversation with Bongiwe Zwane. We don't leave that situation alone.